Amanda and Baron, and we are back again with Kicking Cancer Cares. And our sponsor for this second half is Marianne McNally. She is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, not sure where to start, but you want to get ahead of the ball, then go ahead and give her a call. She's definitely your go-to girl at 503-409-4389.
I'm going to circle. Oh, by the way, I think we have a caller on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Robert. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you are calling in from where?
Vancouver, Washington.
And I think one of the people in studio with us you know.
Hello there.
So I have Mickey Meisner in here with us. You're a friend of Mickey's, correct?
I am, yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to circle back to you in a minute, but in the first half of the show, Robert, I brought an article in. And what I find a bit intriguing is I just barely got this article. Now we're in almost late March.
Mm-hmm.
Except inside of the article, it says that in a report published January 17th, so that's 2 months ago, the American Cancer Society estimated new cancer cases would surpass 2 million in 2024, hitting a record high.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago. But later on, it says... It kind of goes through the different cancers that they're concerned about, the ones that are increasing the most. Prostate cancer is the most rapidly increasing by 3% per year over the last 4 years, which will play into some of the things I think Robert's going to share with us, mostly due to advanced stage disease diagnosis. Then I found another article by a gentleman named Michael Milken. And Michael Milken is a philanthropist, and he's done a lot of things to create income for himself, but then he's used that income to really kind of raise awareness to prostate cancer specifically. Mm. Because in January of 1993, so that's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. He was 46 at the time. He was told that he had 18 months to live 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A urologist advised him to get his affairs in order and find a psychologist to help his wife and children process the news. That's not what you want your doctor to tell you.
No.
he decided to take matters in his own hands. And the first thing he did is he realized that he needed to overhaul his diet. So he replaced double cheeseburgers and corned beef sandwiches with soy shakes and raw vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began getting some very serious exercise. And that was 30 years ago. He is also the guy who founded the Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Okay. Wow.
And what I find intriguing in this is he says... This is his quote. He says, "Why is this very prevalent disease stuck in Middle Ages research?"
Amen. It's a good
Why
question.
Why are we stuck in Middle Ages research?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting comment right out of this.
Yeah.
And this I took from AARP.
Okay.
This is an article out of AARP. So here we sit going into 2024. Prostate cancer is on a tremendous rise. And I do believe, Robert, that kind of plays into your story a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Take me back to September of 2022, about a year and a half ago. What was going on in your world, Robert?
So, actually started before that. So, I moved to Washington. The doctor did a full blood panel and asked me if I ever had my PSA checked. And I said, I don't think so. And when my last colonoscopy was, and they had said, I told them it was like 7 years ago, and they said everything was fine, be in 10 years. Well, my PSA was at a 12.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said, you know what, let's hold off for a month, and let's recheck it and see where you're at. Well, in a month, I was at a 14.
What's a PSA?
So stop just for a second. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Robert. We need to educate our listeners here a little bit. With every cancer, there are certain markers, numbers they're looking for. With prostate, I don't know what the PSA stands for, but it's the number they're looking for. And correct me if I'm wrong, Robert, but isn't 7 the number they're looking for?
They're looking, well, I'm not sure the number that they're looking for, but I know right now, as of right now, I'm at a zero.
You're at a zero.
Mm-hmm.
Except
zero, yeah.
You were at a 12. Now, did 14. They say, did they say see you in 10 years when you were at a 12?
No. No. So the doctors here said, you know, 10 years was too long. Let's get this done. In a month, my PSA raised to a 14, and just kind of scared me because hearing the word cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And for it to jump 2 points in a month had to have been a little unnerving.
Correct.
Were you having any symptoms?
No.
Nothing.
Hmm. And the doctors here said that I've had this for years.
Wow.
So
the doctors in California never caught it.
So you were in California. You came up to Vancouver, Washington. Did you just go in for a routine checkup?
Yeah, I found a really good doctor that did a full panel blood work, which, you know, my doctors never really did in California. I mean, he tested everything, and that's when he came up with the PSA.
So I think a big message for our listeners is don't be afraid to go in and get your numbers checked.
No, or a second opinion.
Or a second opinion.
Robert, how old were you when you found out that your numbers were at 12?
56
years old.
Yeah.
So then what happened? What was the next steps after that?
So I went in for the biopsy. They had me do a biopsy. And they cut out, they did about 14 SNPs in my prostate. And they came back positive for prostate cancer, stage 4. They had me do 5 weeks of radiation. And then after that, during that time, I was doing, you know, a lot of juicing. I cut out a lot of things. So, feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of things. Like, what did you cut out? Can you give us some examples?
Did you change the food you were eating
right.
when you said cut out? Is that what you meant, Robert?
Yeah. So, you know, cut out, like, burgers or, like, mm-hmm. go out to dinner. It's pretty limited what, you know, I want to say what I want to eat.
Yeah.
Try to eat real food and nothing fried. Try to eat nothing processed. I don't buy anything processed.
Yep.
Well, and it's interesting that you say that because that article that I just read from the AARP, mm-hmm. again, this guy's name is Michael Milken, and when he got his diagnosis at age 46 and basically given 12 to 14 months to live, he got rid of double cheeseburgers and corned beef sandwiches
mm-hmm.
and replaced them with raw vegetables. Like, you did the same thing he did, Robert.
Yeah, I get all my organic vegetables and just juice them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the ones I can't juice, I put in the NutriBullet, you know, like my dark greens and stuff, and drink that.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a year and a half ago. Except I didn't know you back then. In fact, I'm not even sure I knew Mickey back then. But then Mickey got involved with our organization, and she gives me a call early this year. We launched the chapter in Vancouver, and early this year she says, I think I have someone we should support up here in the Vancouver area, and thus launched Go Team Robert. Yeah.
Well, Robert's friend, Rob, actually came to me and said, we just need to help him. And those are the magic words.
Mm-hmm. We just need to help them.
We just need to help Robert.
Can we back up really quick? Did you get, do you still have prostate cancer?
As of right now, no.
Okay. Awesome.
So he changed his diet and changed yep. some things in his life and
kicked it to the curb
and it morphed a little, but that's okay. We got this.
Mm-hmm.
But then Mickey, you get a contact by a guy named Rob,
mm-hmm.
and just for the listeners, we got Robert on the phone, and Rob is a friend
right.
who came to you and said, "Can we help?" And those are the key words, Amanda. Can we help?
Yeah.
Go teams do not work. I've tried them. They do not work if you think that Mickey is going to do all the work.
There's only so much Mickey to go around.
Yeah. Whoever, whatever community we're in, you as the friends work alongside us, and mm-hmm. they are very successful. So how can we help? Then what happened?
Maybe? So it made sense that we do a concert fundraiser because his partner is a musician and they have a band. And it just so happens that my husband is a retired Sony recording artist and he has a lot of contacts. And so we have access to another band and also a venue. So we are going to be doing a concert, Rockin' for Robert,
as
a fundraiser.
Listeners can't see, but you see what my shirt says?
Rockin' for Robert.
I am wearing your shirt, Robert.
Yes.
I am wearing your Rockin' for Robert shirt.
Looking good, too.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So what are you dealing with right now, Robert?
So my main thing is right now, the surgeon that I spoke with, since he did say, you know, I'm in the beginning stages, let's check you in a year. I'm not waiting a year. I'm dealing with this now. You know, I want to try to fix this before I see him in a year and just see the look on his face when I don't have this.
Well, and the hard thing apart with, you know, doing things naturopathically, which, you know, he's seeing a medical doctor and going that route. So in helping him augment some of the treatments, he's juicing and, you know, a lot of supplements. And so he, you know, which get very expensive because none of these treatments are covered by insurance. Right. That's all out of pocket. And it gets very expensive, which is why, you know, Rob came to me and he's like, well, how can we help him get these things that he needs?
So we mentioned this in the first half of the show, Amanda, how serendipitous is our word.
Yeah.
When Brenda got her diagnosis, the chemo was not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So what did she do? Lots of very naturopathic ways, lots of supplements, which were not covered by insurance.
Right.
So the reason I put together that first fundraiser was to help raise money to cover the cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The very first Go team in Vancouver is almost the exact same situation.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that we said this, but you said the prostate cancer is gone. So what you're dealing with, Robert, is not the prostate cancer right now, is it?
So, no, it's the beginning stages of the rectal cancer now.
Yeah. And I like the way you said that, because you did say that it was stage 4 prostate, which appears to be under control.
Stage 5. Let's clarify that. I had never even heard of that, didn't know it was a thing. So when Rob called me and told me his friend had stage 5 prostate cancer.
Stage 5.
I was like, wait, what? That's a thing?
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And again, for the listeners that don't understand, stage refers to risk. So
yes.
Stage 1 is low risk. Stage 4 is high risk. Stage 5 is high risk.
Five alarm fire,
which I would imagine this Milken gentleman probably had stage 5 as well if they gave him 12 months to live.
Right.
So I am applauding you, Robert, for beating this stage 5. So then when you hear the words early stage, let's get ahead of this thing,
absolutely.
Right? Let's get ahead of this thing. And that's
right.
Where Kicking Cancer Salem is going to work alongside Mickey, but really Kicking Cancer Vancouver is going to do the lead work on this. So tell me about this rock concert, Mickey. Let's shift gears.
I'm so excited about this rock concert. So I haven't 100% solidified the date. We're shooting for June 15th. It's going to be at the Brick House. And Midnight Morning is going to be playing. They are a fantastic rock band. And Robert, remind me the name of the other band.
The other band is, I can't think of it right now.
Oh, that's okay. We'll update people. So, but bottom line is there's two bands. There's two bands.
Yeah.
And it's, what's the name of the place again? The Brick?
The Brick House. Mm-hmm. It's in downtown Vancouver. It's cute.
It's a brick.
House.
Uh-huh. And yeah, so we, because of, you know, some of the work that my husband's done, we know the owners, and we were looking for a venue, and we toyed with, you know, some other venues, and it was kind of a no-brainer to go this way, and they're just super, super accommodating. I talked to the owner the other day, and he's like almost cried. He's like, oh, we got you. We are totally on board with this. So, and honestly, that's the response that I'm getting for this movement, and it just warms my heart that people really, they really want to help. They really want to end cancer as we know it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just excited that, you know, my buddy Robert gets to be, you know, our first team. And it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a big party. It's going to be a blast. We, you know, his friend Rob, who is, you know, spearheading this, he's the head of the GO team. He's a real estate agent, knows tons of people. I actually met him networking.
Okay.
So I know we're going to be able to pull together a lot of baskets and auction items and things that people are going to be able to. It's just going to be a lot of fun and a lot of great benefit to everybody. So I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I know that several years ago we did something similar to this. We called it Rockin' for Rebecca. Rebecca was dealing with early stages of blood cancer, and her husband was a drummer in a local band. Unfortunately, he passed right before the event.
Darn it.
So now here she is with her situation and her husband gone. And all these bands here locally just said, we're waiving our cover fee. We're pulling together. We had like 7 bands. And Rockin' for Rebecca was a ton of fun. So I know Rockin' for Robert's going to be equally as fun. Mm-hmm. But what I do want the listeners to understand is there's multiple ways to assist beyond coming to the concert on the June 15th.
Right.
At the 15th, you've got some raffle baskets, some auction items. But the shirt that I'm wearing is a dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost looks black, but it's a dark blue.
Navy. I'm going to call it navy.
Navy. Let's go with
navy blue.
Navy blue. Because a bit serendipitous, but prostate cancer is a light blue,
mm-hmm.
and colorectal cancer is a dark blue.
Okay.
So we decided to go with the dark blue.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We gave Robert the choice. He likes the dark versus the lighter color. But anyone that goes and to Mickey's location, where's your location at, Mickey?
I'm in Vancouver on the east side on the corner of 4th Plain and 162nd Avenue.
All of these shirts are going to be here. I have a box full of shirts that are going up to Vancouver.
Okay.
Shirts sell for $25. Mm-hmm. Ten of that goes back to Robert.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. And I will say, the biggest one we did, it was someone who lived in Turner, just outside of Salem, and her friends rallied behind her big time. 88 shirts were sold.
Whoa. So that's where the bar is set, Robert.
We're
going to beat that.
But it was also, I wrote her a check for $880 just from
for the
shirts,
shirt. Yeah.
Let alone everything else we did.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, and I want to make sure, is there some more of your story that you feel comfortable telling, Robert? I've got an announcement beyond that, but I don't want to stop before you get a chance.
No, I'm just grateful and looking forward to this and, you know, getting over this, better.
We got your back, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got your back.
You're not alone.
Well, again, a bit serendipitous, but I have a timeline that the listeners have been following me go through, and I started this. When I started, I just started this little journal of just a really quick snapshot of what happened on that day. And in that timeline, it is now early May 2021. We were just getting ready to launch what was Go Team Doreen. And I'll get more into Doreen's story later. But on that day, I had my first, this is really weird, I had my first batch of shirts for Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
I had 24 of them. There are 23 in this box plus the one I'm wearing. There's 24 shirts.
Okay.
I had 20. I thought I made too many, but I took them over to see Doreen. We went to Honky Tonks, and there were some people there that were not part of her friends. All of their friends bought one. And this whole group sees this gal getting these people with pink shirts on, and they came over and they said, can we get one of those? They didn't know who Doreen. They didn't know me. They just wanted to support this lady.
Yeah.
And I sold out of those 24 that day because these people who did not know Doreen bought shirts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
But the second thing we do, and I'm going to let Mickey bring this back to you, Robert, but the other reason that we were meeting with Doreen is we started this the first year, and we call them Quilts for Kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a quilt made for every GO team.
Okay.
Oh.
And so I was meeting Doreen to give her her quilt. Well, I need to show you what's inside this box, Mickey.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Oh, it's beautiful.
Now, the listeners can't see this, nor can you, Robert.
Wow.
But you will. This is blue, various shades of blue, uh-huh. because there's the lighter blues for the prostate. There's a darker blues for the colorectal cancer. And then
light blue on the
this
back.
This is Robert's
That's
Go
awesome.
Team quilt.
It's beautiful.
But it did line up perfectly with my little timeline story that I was going to share. So.
Who does your quilts?
My mother is in her 80s.
Yeah.
And at her age, this is how she finds a way to still contribute.
Yeah.
So we have a volunteer, which is my mother.
My goodness.
So it's handmade.
Go, Mom.
They are handmade quilts. And when I did the very first Go Team after Brenda, I called her and when Brenda was going through her treatment, she got really cold. And so Mom made her a quilt to just put over her lap to warm her up.
Your family is amazing.
Amen.
I always call Baron the most annoying big brother ever.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
So my mom made this quilt for Brenda.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, can you make a quilt exactly like that one that we can then give out? Because the first Go Team after Brenda was named Marissa. And if you see the picture, they look very similar. And they both had cancer in the left breast. I mean, their stories were really lined up. And so my mother made the first quilt for Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why don't we just keep doing these for each of the Go Teams? And so then I contact Mom and I say, well, Robert's cancer is this and this, these colors. And so then she begins to create a quilt utilizing the colors.
Oh, and it says on it, it says,
oh.
And on the back of it is the style.
Okay.
So this Jello Peaks, uh-huh. That's what this style of pattern is.
It's beautiful.
And then it has her autograph, 2024.
Okay.
But this would be Robert's Go Team quilt.
I love that.
And Robert, you are officially the 30th Go Team for the Kicking Cancer Organization.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Wow.
But you are also the very first Go Team outside of the Salem area.
Yeah. And I feel like I should present this at Rockin' for Robert.
Yes.
Is that how this goes?
Well, wherever you want,
not patient. I want to give it to him today. Like, I'm coming over.
What I always do is I try to get a picture of, like, me on one side. So you on one side, Robert on the other side, holding the quilt. Uh-huh. Then a way to kind of show off.
Yeah.
And you guys could both wear your shirts, however you want to do this.
Yeah.
But when I did Doreen's, her event was not till August, but I met her in May to give her her quilt, and we got a picture together. We both had really bright pink shirts on, and I gave her her quilt. So don't wait. But this goes back with you to Vancouver.
Oh, it's beautiful. I can't wait to give it to you, Robert.
Along with a whole box of shirts.
Of shirts. Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
When we sell these, we'll make more. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So we still have another couple minutes, Mickey. Tell me what else you envision happening up in Vancouver.
Oh, my goodness. So I own a wellness center, and I am partnering with Soma Kombucha, who is, he has several locations, and they're staffless. And
okay.
So you actually open the door with a QR code, and you go in and self-serve. So my water store will be, the front half of my wellness center is water store. So that part of it will be self-serve, and I'm so excited. It's going to free up a lot of time so that I can really work on this project wholeheartedly.
And still have
an income. So, so more people, more income, more freedom. Who doesn't want that?
Oh, amen.
I'm so grateful for this. And this, again, was so serendipitous. It literally just fell into... I was like, wait, that's possible? That's possible. That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it.
And I remember you and I, we were talking about her becoming that first community. And we met at a little Starbucks in, I think, Clackamas.
Yeah.
And Mickey was just very concerned about what was going on with her store. And and as we began to lay this idea out, I could just see the light in Mickey's eyes just go, this is the answer to my problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is because it's what I have been doing for almost 30 years anyway. I knew my purpose. I just didn't really know the message. And what's happened is that Kicking Cancer has sort of become the umbrella under which I do all of the things that I love to do. And it really gives credibility to the heart behind the message.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so grateful that it was built and I didn't even know it. And then it was presented and like, how do you say no to that? And it's such a beautiful thing how it's just sort of all unraveled and unfolded and what we're building.
Well, and we've only got about another minute left, but I have an announcement that I really need to tell to Mickey right here, right now. One of the pieces that we've been trying to figure out is the financial part,
mm-hmm.
you know, because this is really a franchise, so to speak. And I had a very lengthy discussion with one of the board members, and we have decided each chapter will keep 100% of the money they raise for that chapter. Nothing comes back to Salem.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So if she raises $100,000 in a year, that $100,000 will stay in Vancouver however necessary.
Right.
There is really no reason for her to be paying a franchise fee back to the Maine.
Right. And so 90% of the funds that we raise, just to be clear, goes to the people that we're raising the money for.
Yep. Yes.
I just wanted to clarify that. Yeah. Like, I'm not making $100,000 off of those people.
Right. No, and I just threw that number out as an arbitrary number.
Yep.
But my point is, we want to keep the money local.
Awesome.
And we're so glad you're here. Good. And Robert, thanks for calling in. We are running out of time, though.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in, Robert. I appreciate you. All right, you guys, this is the end of our show. So Mary Ann McNally, who is our sponsor for the second half, she's a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, she's definitely your go-to girl, and you can call her at 503-409-4389. And we'll be back next week
as the movement continues.